If we do this right, we can get a record deal.
I ain't trying to make no comeback.
Well, I guess you don't care about the 40 grand.
That ain't even enough. I got a lifestyle to maintain here.
What kind of lifestyle, man? You got a pantry full of dog food, but I don't see no dog.
Dog under the bed? Are you lucky he ain't attacked your ass when you came in?
We ain't two old friends out for some Sunday drive, so you best not to provoke me.
Boy, let me say that good. Be careful, fool.
What's that?
We're gonna be at the Apollo this weekend. We ain't been on stage in over 30 years.
We look good.
Okay, here's the deal. The saddest part about Soul Man being Bernie Mac's final film is that with his great career, he went out on such a sour note. It tells the story of two has-been backup singers who get another shot when they're invited to sing at the funeral for their former frontman, and the shenanigans they get into during the cross-country road trip to the Apollo Theater. Bernie Mac and Samuel L. Jackson are both fine actors, but they're really slumming it in this needlessly crude and overly sappy film. If you manage to sit through it, you'll be left with multiple scenes of Bernie Mac having sex, tons of racial slurs, and enough swearing to make a pirate blush. But then again, what else would you expect from the director that gave us the pinnacle of cinema, Welcome Home, Roscoe Jenkins? Soul Man gets 1.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.